Good morning. Our question today is, somebody is walking in the street and sees food there. Is it permitted to continue walking? Can you walk over the food? Do you have to lift up the food? Do you have to put it in a place that it's not going to be trampled on? How do we handle the situation? So I'm going to read the psak of the Sefer Eitz HaSadeh, and then we will unpack a number of the details that as it relates to this issue. So the Sefer says as follows, Haroe pas ushar divrei machal, anyone who sees bread, passes bread, or any other type of food, char divrei machal hamunachin ala karka, and they sees it on the ground, b'makom sha'alulin lidorsam, in a place that people are going to be prone to trampling on it. Actually, it doesn't have to be out in the street, it could be inside the kitchen as well. In that situation, also leilach ledarko ulashira malakark. If that's a situation that the food is in a place that people may be coming to trample on it, walk on it, then it's prohibited to just depart the scene. But you actually have to elatzarik lahagbiam. You have to lift it up, or at a minimum, olisalkam letzadim, or move it to the side. But often shelo yidrasu, the point here is to move it away so people won't come to trample on it. So either lift it up or put it somewhere that people will not be walking over it. So let's look right now a number of points. Number one, where's the source for this prohibition? So this is actually a Gemara in two places, in Eiruvin and also in Baba Metzia. It says, Ein ma'avirin al ochin. You're not allowed to pass by food when the food is out there in the street. And that's brought by the Rif, brought by the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yonasan, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Brura as well. Now that's the statement in the Gemara, you can't pass by, Ein Mavrin Ala Ochlin, but there is apparently a dissenting view in Baba Metzia that Rava said, you can Ma'avirin Ala Ochlin, it's not a problem, you see food on the scene, it's in the middle of a major intersection, many people are going to trample on it, not a problem departing the scene, you don't have to do anything. Now it happens to be that there is a big machlokas, how do we understand Rava? And some poskim, in fact, are of the view that Rava is dissenting, he indeed holds there's no prohibition, you don't have to lift up the food, you don't have to move it to the side, but others say that Rava indeed does agree, he has a very limited disagreement in a specific place and a specific proof in the Gemara, but in general, Rava embraces the idea as well that it is prohibited to leave the food lying on the street there. So if we have a basis to be lenient, I guess would be number one basis, maybe we have the Shita of Rava, who maybe dissents and is of the view that there's no prohibition. But we'll leave that aside because the primary view is that one indeed, Ein ma'avirin ala ochlin, you can't simply pass by when you have food lying there on the street. That's a bizayon for the food. It's really a disgrace for the food. Food is a brach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and just to leave it lying there where it's going to be trampled on, effectively that's trampling on a brach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. So that was question number one. What's the source for the prohibition? Indeed, it's a Gemara, an Eiruvin, it's in Baba Metzia, and it's brought by some Rishonim and some Achronim. And the question next, question number two is, what foods is it? Should it be limited to bread, or is it all types of foods? So Rabbeinu Yerucham says as follows, this is his language, Haholech Baderach Voroe Pas Oshar Ochlim. Somebody who's traveling, you're walking along, and you see bread or any other type of food, Eino Over Alein, you're not allowed to pass by. It's not only Rabbeinu Yerucham, it's the Gra as well. He says that it's not only bread, it applies to fruit as well. And a number of others say the same. If you look at the language in the Gemara, Ein Ma'avirin Al Ha Ochlin, it doesn't say in ma'avirin ala pasta, you can't pass by when you see bread on the floor. It says you can't pass by when you see food on the floor. The implication, and even more than the implication, is that it applies to all types of food. It is not limited to bread. Having said that, again, we have a dissenting view, a limited view. The Tshuva Shalmas Chaim, Rav Yosef Chaim Zunenfeld, he implies that it only applies to bread. Pshitale Kolkach Shigam, it's not so clear his view that it applies to all foods, with the exception of bread, even though it says Ein Ma'avirin Ala Ochlin, but he may actually limit it to bread. And the Darkei David, it implies, should see that Shepeperos Lo Shayach, he's of the view, apparently, that it would not apply to peros, it would not apply to fruits. Next question then is, where is the food lying? So we kind of said this before, But the concept here is that the food is located not simply in the street, but it's in a place that people will be trampling on it. The people will be walking on it. The concept here is it's a bizayon. It's a disgrace for the food there. So if no one's going to be walking on it, it's on the side, it's under a bush and the like, then this issue, this prohibition would not apply. And now our last question for the day is, when you encounter the food, it is bread, and it is located in a place, and indeed it would be a bizayon because people will or can come to trample on it, the question is, what do you need to do? So the Magen Avraham, the Chesed La'alav, and the Mishnah Berurah all say, tzarich lahagbion. You actually have to lift it up. That's their language. That's the pashtus of the language. It's not enough to simply move it to the side where people won't walk on it. But the pashtus, the simple understanding of their language is you need to lift it up. Sometimes we're going to want to use a tissue, a napkin and the like, because we're not going to want to touch that food that is lying out there. So be it. But the issue is lift it up and don't leave it lying in the street. However, having said that, there are a number of Rishonim and Achronim that are of the view that you don't have to lift it up. You can even not touch it, but move it to the side and simply ensure that people will not be walking on it. So in fact, the language of Rabbeinu Yehonasan, he says as follows, what's ein ma'avin ala ochal, hainu sheno rashai la'avor ala ochli ma'anichan. You can't pass by that food and leave it lying there, ela yisalkan letzadim, but you have to move it to the side. There's not only Rabbeinu Yehonasan, but it's also the Rashba and the Ritva and the Me'iri. They are all of the view that you don't have to lift it up. You can simply move it to the side and it would indeed suffice. So accordingly, the consequence of this is if you find food that is on the side of the road in a place that people are not going to walk by it, you don't have to touch it at all. That's the nafka mina if we say you have to lift it or not, or you simply can move it to the side. So the consequence, certainly if you simply can move it to the side, it's not a problem. But even according to the shita that says you simply have to lift it, it's still going to be limited to when you find the food in a place that is going to be trampled on. But if it's not going to be trampled on, we don't even get into this issue. So if you find it on the side of the road, nobody's going to be walking on top of it, not a problem. But if it is in the middle of the road, if it's on the sidewalk, places that people will walk on that food, accordingly, we get into this discussion, is it required to lift it, or can you simply move it to the side? There are a number of contemporary poskim who are of the view, you don't have to lift it, you can simply push it over to the side, get it out of the way of traffic, people traffic, and that would suffice to take care of the issue. Amir Tashem, we will continue on this, we have an important question, how about if it's tiny, just a tiny little bit of food and the like, so Amir Tashem, we will continue that next time, have a wonderful day.